Otherwise, there's no way to become an arahata, because the arahata doesn't have kusala or akusala at all. After seeing it is kriya. So how much difference between the person who does not have any understanding of seeing and the person who can have no akusala, no kusala at all after seeing. Starting from this moment to see the difference between direct awareness and just thinking about awareness. Can it be as natural, the direct awareness? Or is it have to be very natural so it can be direct awareness? Otherwise it's not the awareness, right awareness of the Eightfold Path, because the I is there. Managing it to be this or that moment or this or that characteristic instead of just give way to the right awareness with right understanding. Wrong understanding will never give way to right awareness. It hinders all the time because it would like to have something.
But you know, Ajahn, the thing is that I understand what you're saying with that, but I do think to some degree this term wrong understanding is used so quickly, because it is not as if people using the term wrong understanding are fully enlightened, right, are Buddhas. Yeah. So therefore it is a level of judgment, a level of worldly opinion and judgment to say, they're thinking, yeah, of course. So when they're using that word, it is a level of worldly judgment, and it's putting someone down. I can never be so certain of myself to put someone else down. I can never be so certain of myself to say to someone, your view is wrong. I can talk to them, we can discuss it, we can go around it, but to use the term, your view is wrong, it is a very strong confidence on my part, which I don't personally have. Because I know that, yeah, I'm still learning a lot. So. Mm-hmm.
And what about the only one way to know exactly whether it's wrong view is only by direct awareness? Because even right now, one knows that as long as the Nibbana is not directly experienced, there must be the latent tendencies of wrong view of self. It would say all the time we talk about the latent tendency, not each moment, which is different, like seeing doesn't have wrong view accompany, and even thinking about this and that is only thinking about concept. So in a day, how can we know exactly what moment or what is the characteristic of wrong view, like what is the characteristic of pasa or vetana or sanya or whatever we have heard about? So how can there be direct understanding of direct wrong view? Without direct awareness, it's impossible. Because even at moment of being aware, when there are conditions for awareness to be aware of hardness right now, it's impossible to see instantly that there are elements, the element of hardness and the element of experiencing it. It takes time to see the difference between hardness and that which experience it. Because it's not just thinking and reciting that nama can experience an object through six doorways and hardness is a reality. We know that theoretically, but to really understand it as element, it needs direct awareness. As this, so michatiti, or wrong view, has to be that very moment that awareness is aware of it. So it can say that that is wrong view. Otherwise, it's wrong view in memory, wrong view in theory only.
So basically, the understanding of wrong view is understanding the nature of right view, understanding the nature of what is real, what is truth.
Because Buddha talked about the arising and falling, the impermanence of realities. We all accept, right? But the person who hasn't directly experienced it know by himself that he just heard about it, but not directly experience it. So that person knows the right path to develop panya in order to see reality right now. No postponing, no selection, because sati cannot be selected, time and place at all.
I disagree on one point when you say that we all accept that things arise and pass away.
The words of Buddha are not wrong.
But probably 3/4 or more of the world do not accept.
Right.
And even those that are Buddhists don't understand. Mm-hmm. So it is only really in the world, there's really very
even
few people.
Even those who are Buddhists don't understand?
Sorry?
Are you saying they have wrong understanding?
Well, it's just because they're Buddhists. I refer to the fact that Ajahn mentioned to me quite a few times that 95% of Buddhists in Thailand are not practicing or don't understand very much
about developing understanding.
That's what I'm referring to. But the point is, Ajahn, that those that even to intellectually understand, and also what do we mean by intellectual? If somebody understands or agrees that there's a rising and passing away, there is impermanence, they can see this in, there's not that many people that actually can see that. So at some level, the fact that they're even attracted to that or can accept that as a teaching is already some level of understanding.
Not following the right path to develop right understanding.
It's not.
Because just accepting that it's true, that everything is changeable, arising and falling away. But what about the path leading to experience it?
I know, but there's one step at a time, Ajahn. You can't run before you walk.
Right.
First of all,
but
you've got
to. That's why we have to grow carefully, to grow, to develop carefully.
But the point I'm making is that at every level, at every stage, there is some level of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say there is no understanding and then there is understanding. There's some little levels of understanding. And the important thing, Ajahn, is this. Please, this is the important thing, is that those little bits of understanding need to be encouraged.
By wrong or right understanding?
Well, if you don't encourage people...
Wrongly
or
rightly?
No, by rightly, obviously, by rightly.
But they need to understand this moment.
Those little levels need to encourage. Otherwise, if every little level of understanding is shot down, and then people walk away feeling more discouraged and more confused, it doesn't help them. But every little level is helpful to acknowledge.
Do you think that it's better to help them to have something that they will carry and going on in circle of birth and death by such encouragement?
If it is right understanding at whatever level.
No,
we are saying that, Ajahn. Yeah. Please be with that. We are saying right understanding at different levels.
Okay.
We're not saying wrong understanding.
Yes.
Right understanding
at
different levels.
Mm-hmm. And it's very, very fine level too. We cannot jump at all. That's why people think that they are just at the same point, but actually not. Just a little further. Very, very little. So we have to accept that too, but there is no other way. When it's not the understanding of reality right now, it cannot develop. Because keeps on going away from reality, which is conditioned to arise. Nobody can condition any reality right now, but if one thinks that one can make some conditions, then it's not right. And if that person have such idea, nobody can show the right path. It has to be detachment from the very beginning as well. It doesn't mean that we have the clinging, then we'll let go of it one day. It's impossible.
And I think you'd agree, Vince, that whatever level the right understanding is, it should be known as being of that level.
Oh, it's no doubt about it. But,
right, so
well, but,
whether
but,
it's
can I just
Samatha
say,
or Vipassana,
we may not
the distinction
between different levels of understanding, but we can talk about it.
There is a clear distinction between understanding of samatha and understanding of dhammas as realities.
Who's talking about samatha? Well, that's another discussion.
Excuse me, we keep on saying that right understanding can understand reality right now, but we don't force anyone to have sati right now because it's impossible. But we just keep in mind all the time that panya can know and should know and develop the understanding of reality right now. No matter there's no awareness at all, but we'll not go wrong by thinking that we can do other thing, not reality right now. Even there's no awareness, all right, no awareness yet, but by hearing more and more, it can condition right awareness at any time. We understand the meaning of being patient, great patient, to develop understanding of reality because it cannot be other moment. It has to be from this moment on. Even so little, as you say, very, very little, we keep on developing it.
I'm thinking about the asubha of visible object and sound in those terms. I can wrap my mind around the three characteristics. the anicca, dukkha, and anatta. But asupa seems to be like inferred, I don't know. But at the same time, I do know of the instance of the monk who saw the teeth and got enlightened.
In the absolute sense, yeah. The four vipalasa, including supa, that's why it has to be eradicated by sotapattimagga.
Yes, I'm referring to that in my mind too, about the vipalasa.
For example, when we talk about the supa of the body, usually it's only the two tattoos, the patvi tattoo and the apo tattoo, not including the fire tattoo and the
wind tattoo.
Because how can you see fire as fire?
Right. So it's not like it's an invisible object?
All conditioned realities, the foulness of them must be the arising and falling away.
So
that's why the sotapanna doesn't have the anicca sanya, anatta sanya.
Yes, that's why I think it seems to be related to the other three characteristics. In the sense that because seeing the other characters, those three characteristics, does one then see
because
it as a super?
Nobody can become sotapanna by just seeing the fullness of body. The most important thing is how to have the understanding of reality right now in order to become detached from taking realities for self. Patient not to have awareness right now, but it can be a moment, we don't know when, by conditions. It's such greater patience than other thing at all.
Can you say that patience because we are not following some other idea, but there's a reality right now?
Not to be pushed by lobha.
I'd like to ask a question about the four right efforts, the element of virya, chetasika. We know that when the lokutra chittas arise, that the four right efforts are fully, the four functions are fully established. At moments of satipatthana, sometimes we talk about whether there is one function or four functions. And it seems to me that at moments of right understanding, there must be all four functions or beginning of all four functions at that moment that that element arises anyway.
Yeah, the beginning.
The beginning.
Yeah. Like making the effort, the conventional
way. Oh, yes. Yes. That's with settled idea of self for sure. Conventionally, we say, oh, I must make an effort to get up early in the morning. It doesn't mean anything. But if we have an idea that we can make an effort to have more effort or to develop understanding, then definitely it's usually with self.
So it's almost like because of the inherent self will, we choose to interpret the text
in this way. Yeah.
Is there effort right now?
Most of this.
How can there be the understanding of it directly? See, only one way, right awareness, direct awareness. And in the beginning, who can tell whether it's effort or other cetasika? So the first thing is to understand reality as nama or rupa, because it arises and falls away so fast.
What does that mean exactly? The first thing is to understand dhamma as nama or rupa.
Yes, there are many cetasikas arising with seeing consciousness. Can anyone tell whether awareness is aware of which one?
No.
But by understanding the seeing as just the nama, different from rupa, one can begin to see the difference between nama and rupa.
Yesterday on the radio, you said that for the sambojanga of virya, that's the enlightenment factor of virya, the food is samvega, a sense of urgency. Yes? Mm-hmm. And could
right
you say
now,
something?
Right now, everything is right now.
So I would like a sense of urgency again itself.
Not as an element.
See, that's my thought.
Yeah.
That I take it for self.
Study realities as studying element.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that mean without any expectation?
With detachment of self, of the idea of self.
Right. But if we study it just as an academic exercise, for example, then that's not the right...
When there is right understanding, do you call it academic?
no. It's a very delicate thing to study about something that we know is about the reality of the present moment, but without having expectation that it will be a condition for more understanding at the present moment.
So one can see the accumulation of lobha that has to be eradicated.
But that characteristic doesn't seem to appear. We know it must be there, but it's not apparent.
That's why it's not the path until it's the direct awareness. It's only the story about realities right now.
But can't we consider that as the first step?
Why not? Because it has to be pariyatti first.
But this is why I think the real problem is the subtle defilements rather than the gross ones. We're mostly used to being concerned about our gross defilements that condition us to harsh speech and all this sort of thing. But
and what level of panya can eradicate that very subtle one?
High level of panya, mm-hmm. Only, not beginning level okay. of panya.
Should it develop?
It has to start, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why not start?
How?
Why not start?
Now.
How, you ask?
Developing understanding until it becomes the condition for the arising of direct awareness. This is great patience.
Yes. Patience.
But not passive patience, because we can say patience.
Oh, now, okay, patience.
Now, there is patience, listening, developing understanding. Yes.
I've asked you this before, and I forget your response. It seems that this understanding, this firm understanding that to know what is nama and what is rupa, seems to be quite way off, because we're so used to the stories of dharma and attaching labels over labels, like this is lopa, this is, or stories about dharma. But to come to accept that it's nama we don't know and rupa that we don't know requires quite a lot high understanding, doesn't it?
But one has to be so very truthful to the truth. Ignorance is ignorance. Intellectual understanding is intellectual understanding. Otherwise, we will not hear and we will not consider anymore if we think that we know already. But since reality is appearing, so is there any understanding of the characteristic, not just the word? For example, we keep on reading, thinking about visible object, right? But whenever it appears, it's somebody. It shows that there is no direct awareness with the very little understanding of visible object as just it is. That which is now appearing, no hint or no development at all, and we expect to experience the arising and falling away of this world object. How can that be without any beginning at all? So there is no idea about this world object, but there is always idea of things and people from birth to death, from this life to other lives. So what about beginning to know that even right now, you don't have to escape, you don't have to go away. Wherever you are, there must be visible object appearing with ignorance or with the development of understanding it. This is the point, this is the meaning of patience that can burn the latent tendencies. Otherwise, nothing can eradicate latent tendencies at all. Thinking about how rapidly akusala arises, non-stop, always coming through, seeing, hearing, thinking all the time. Where are they from? See, there must be a very great source for all kilesa, defilements, coming so fast, uncontrollable, non-stop. So in order to really eradicate it, it needs panya, which really understand reality right now as it is. It will go deeply through the roots of defilements. Otherwise, there's no effective way because it's only cutting or pruning the branches, but not the digging up the root of defilement. So we understand what is meant by latent tendencies. It's there. if we think in terms of rupa, no room enough to keep all these defilements.